This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Welcome along to this podcast, and we had rapper Lord on the show this week with his brand new song Cabin Crew, just to get released. Apparently an amazing video to go along with it as well. Super cool guy. We talk fashion, we talk music and all kinds of things. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. One of the coolest dudes around in the city of Dubai has just literally flown into my studios with his brand new song. I'm talking about rapper Lord, who, you've kind of come from the streets of Texas and you've landed here in the city of Dubai. Tell me about your journey.
Private jet here.
Yeah.
Journey here, I mean, as we discussed last time, I love Dubai. It's nothing like this city.
Yeah.
Nothing like this city. So, I mean, the journey here has been great. I suggest everybody come here. The whole world needs to come here. Join the cabin crew.
They do. And they all need to fly Lard.
Best airlines.
I mean, I'll tell you, you are a marketing genius. You brought me a cap in, where, you know, so I can be the kind of the caps in. You've also got me the cabin crew kind of
safety instructions. Strap up for the ride.
And a lovely map of Dubai down there on the beach where we've got to spot you. This is all kind of based around your new song. So
yes.
Talk to me about that.
My new song is Cabin Crew, which, especially living in Dubai, shout out Emirates, love the airways, fly Dubai.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cabin crew people here, especially in the nightclub in which I made this song, definitely for the club. And I just wanted to, you know, express and, you know, turn up the club and the cabin crew members.
it's an amazing idea. As you say, I mean, we are the capital of airlines here, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Let me find out a little bit about you and how you first got into rap and into music, Lord.
I first got into music just younger. I just always, you know, listening to like Tupac and, you know, just random artists. And me and my uncle used to rap a lot as well. So, you know, coming up in Texas, we freestyle a lot.
Yeah.
We listen to, not too many users may know, is DJ Screw, which is slow down music. And then we would just freestyle off the head. And then when I went to college, we used to, you know, just freestyle, you know, in between class and things like that. And then...
When you say freestyle, is that difficult to do? Do you have kind of set rhymes in your mind, or literally, are you kind of ad-libbing and just going with the flow?
I live life every day, so that's what's in my mind. So freestyling, I've always been good with like English and things like that. So poems.
Yeah.
So freestyling, it's like a game. It's like a brain game. So you get to think of the words in your head and give them the rhymes.
I bet it's good for the brain. I bet it keeps it really fresh and sharp.
Yeah, but then sometimes you got too many words in your head, even when you're not at the microphone. So
So when did you start writing your own music? We're going to play a clip of this Cabin Crew shortly. When did writing and production first crop up for you?
I made my first song. Right after college.
Yeah.
People was like, yo, man, you need to take it serious. So when I went to, the first college I went to, and then I switched colleges, and then I happened to make a song, and then I ended up being on like all the homecoming mixtapes and things like that, several homecoming mixtapes. So I'm like, oh, this is something I'm actually good at, because I didn't expect it to do that.
Tell me about the mixtapes, because they were how a lot of rappers broke through, weren't they, on these mixtapes. Tell me about making those.
I mean, it just depends on the process. Like my tape Dubai, that was like when I first started really coming to Dubai, because a lot of the stuff I would put out song here, but I didn't have an official project. So when I came to Dubai and I was just living the lifestyle, and then I'm like, you know, I want to give like appreciation. It'll just give a view from my world and my experiences, and I just happened to be in Dubai at the time, so I named it D-O-B-U-I. I mean, because everybody that comes here, as you know, you Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai, so, which I, the cover of it was like me hanging off the Burj Al Arab, which was similar to Drake views of the Six, and he was hanging off the Toronto Needle.
So
I kind of mimicked it and did the Burj Al Arab for the week.
Let's have a clip of this song, Cabin Crew. It's kind of a nod, as you say, to you know, a lot of the cabin crew that come and watch you DJ. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I travel a lot, so, you know, I want to give appreciation, and it's just, as far as marketing, everybody has to travel, and every airplane has a cabin crew, so
Here we
That's
go.
That's the best people to spread
Ladies
the word.
And gentlemen, please direct your attention to your cabin crew, who will demonstrate you the safety features of this aircraft.
Look it out, my right. Yeah. Cabin crew, I seen you on a flight. Looking at my wrist, this real ice. I got that cheese with mice. Hit that good off twice.
This shit crazy.
Like my bean nice. Hop up on this D, you afraid of heights. Yeah, she brought her and she, they gave a nice kiss. Yeah, I can't fly my ratchet, she a flight risk. Yeah, batted on each side, my bed of Pisces. Yeah, all white Louis T, I think they like me. Yeah, I got that loaf, try me. Yeah, on two, they ain't Siamese. Yeah, I be on that Zyla look like Chinese. I be shooting on these new took a potty. I got drip up on you, I'm splashing on your party. Yeah, I got tats all on my skin, it's Ed Hardy. And I'm jumping off the ropes like Ed Hardy. Hardcore, I'm on them. Hardcore, I'm on them. You want a balloon? Welcome to my party. Cabin crew, I seen you on a flight. Looking at my wrist, this real ice. I got that cheese with mice. Hit that good off twice. Like my bean nice. Hop up on this D, you afraid of heights. Yeah, she brought her and she, they gave a nice kiss. Yeah, I can't fly my ratchet, she a flight risk.
In case of water landing, your life vest is found under your seat. Remove shut objects from your body. To don, slip vest over the head. Take tape around the waist and push in to buckle. Pull tape to tighten. When outside the aircraft, pull inflation tanks to inflate vest. Manual inflation is done by means of the red tubes.
Absolutely brilliant, loud cabin crew. I love it. So unique, so different, and really cool. I mean, how's it been received? And
Everyone that heard it, I mean, it's received great feedback.
They're loving it, yeah.
Yeah, but the videos makes it. I really shot like a insane music video for
really?
Something new that you know.
Is it up on YouTube? Can we see?
No,
it
drops. It drops tomorrow.
Drops tomorrow.
Yeah, song drops tomorrow, March 8th. Everybody, don't be late to the flight.
Don't be late to the party.
Don't be late to the flight. Come join.
All right. Did you shoot it here in Dubai?
Yeah, crazy video all over Dubai. Shot the music video in a hot air balloon, one scene. So I went there and a bit crazy. But the landing is what does it with the hot air balloon.
Yeah,
and then I actually shot on the helicopter as well. Private jet as well. So
Cool. That's dropping tomorrow. Where can we see it?
My Instagram one. LAAAAWWD on my YouTube. Well, the link would be in the bio on my Instagram. So from there, we'll just go on YouTube and type in Lord Cabin Crew.
Yeah. Yeah,
catch the flight.
We'll find it there.
Catch
we'll
the
catch
flight.
Don't
miss it.
He nearly missed the flight. That's Berto, but he managed.
Almost missed the flight. You
but
know,
you got it. Yeah.
But I'm here.
You're here, Berto. Of course, you bring a lot of rappers to the region. That's what you do. Mm. And what do you make of Cabin Crew? I think it's a real cool song.
I think it's one of the best songs to ever come out. From here. Yeah, from here and anywhere. I think it's an amazing song. The video is crazy. I can't wait till everybody see the video.
Yeah.
Lord is an amazing artist, and I think we next up.
So, Lord, where can we see you at the moment? Performing?
Or, yeah, the Berto, man.
Go on,
Berto.
Go on, man.
We're planning a UAE tour as well as a Middle Eastern tour in the very near future after Ramadan. So,
Right.
So, we'll be all around. Yeah. So, everybody can hop on a flight with us, you know?
You're a big fan of Dubai, Lord, aren't you?
I mean, it's that the Burj Khalifa tattooed on me. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How cool is that? So what about, you know, work in the States? Do you go back often or are you pretty much based here?
I haven't been back in the past year. I've just been enjoying this side. I mean, and it's the Middle East, so you get to travel. It's the hub, so anywhere I want to go. So right now, I've just been traveling.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to the States in May. I'll go back. I feel like I need to make them miss me.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned fashion earlier on. I mean, you've got a real cool outfit on at the moment. Is that obvious? Fashion, rap, jewelry, the watch, it all kind of ties in to the rap scene, doesn't it?
It's all the seasoning for the good suit.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all the seasoning for the good suit. But what I got on is my friend's brand. I like wearing a lot of upcoming brand people or people I know. because I actually know them versus wearing these designers that I never meet and supporting the brand because these designers were once, big designers was once upcoming. So I'd rather just support a friend, especially if it's nice. That's just what I do. But I do have a clothing brand as well, Altered State, I'll be releasing during the summer.
Really?
Yes. So next time I come up here, I'll bring you some more drip. I'm going to have you dripped out. Yeah. The kids and everything be like, yo, what's going on?
I like that, dripped out. I'm picking up his slang. Berta, the rap scene now, I mean, every couple of weeks you're saying, I've got somebody coming through, I've got somebody. I mean, it sounds to me like it's really taking off.
It's definitely taking off. You know,
taking off as in cabin crew.
Boom, yeah, there you go. Right, there you go.
Catch the flight.
Yeah, everybody's catching a flight, you know, specifically to Dubai. Right now, you know, the focus is on Lord and the cabin crew single, as well as the upcoming project that we have coming out. But as far as the music scene here, I mean, it's growing. It's one of the fastest growing regions in the world. So I'm very excited to be a part of it. And I'm happy to be able to present upcoming artists as well as established artists here in the region.
Mm-hmm. Is there more to come, Lord? Are you in the studio?
It's a lot.
Oh, yeah. So much.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we only
much.
Got the next four lined up. So all the videos is crazy. It's so exciting that
they're already written. Yeah. The songs are in the can or recorded.
They're already done, mixed, and everything. Even with this song, I have the EDM version that I'm releasing in 2 weeks. So it's a total different version of the cabin crew. It's for the EDM crowd. So I'll be attacking like Croatia, Ibiza. You know, it's a lot of festival time. So and out here summertime, you get, you know, these big festivals and things like that.
Yeah.
So next would be the EDM version, and after that, April 1st, I'm dropping LOL OK, which deals with April Fool's Day, so I'm dropping with that's insane video.
And has it been played in clubs here?
I mean, my previous song, Him, which I was on the radio station, this song, I haven't really gave too many DJs because I wanted to just build the demand, which I've been building it on social media, the demand for the release of the song. So tonight, it'll start getting played. Because it released tomorrow. So I didn't want people, you know, Shazam and like, where's this song at?
Okay.
So tonight is where it starts. So I'm boarding everybody up on the flight.
Yeah.
And tonight is when it's pre-takeoff.
It's going to take flight. It's going to take off tonight. Mm. Brilliant. Well,
Don't miss it.
I really like it. I think it's great. What would you plan for the future? You said there's a tour coming up, a regional tour as well.
Yeah, we want to do a global tour. That's the goal, you know. But right now we're going to focus on the region and just building the brand in the region and then going globally from there. You know, obviously the hubs is the states, so we just... You know, we're planning to take off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're planning to take off.
Great stuff. I want to ask you who are some of the artists that, you know, you really admire at the moment. Perhaps if you were going to launch an album, who would you want at your album launch party? Somebody that you really look up to in the music business.
His cabin crew and taking off. I would like to, in the music game or anybody?
Yeah, the music.
In the music game? So me thinking from a marketing side as the artist side, I'm inviting Bad Bunny just to go international.
Get Bad Bunny over then.
I'm inviting Bad Bunny to go international.
Yeah.
But I'm inviting everybody out. I want everybody to get on the flight, so there's nobody particular.
Right. If we want to follow you on your social media and catch this video when it drops tomorrow, once again, give me your handle. Where can we follow you?
It's the number one, because there's only one of me, so I had to put one. And then it's LAAAWWD. So one L, three A's, two W's, one D. Life ain't always about what we're doing. Lord.
Right. Nice one. And all drops tomorrow.
Streaming on all platforms. All platforms.
Yeah.
It's on everything. You can just go outside and yell and just say,
kind of get on the flight.
And we dropped it early on TikTok, so you could do your TikTok moves with it now.
Oh, cool. Well, Lord, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat.
Right,
and
I appreciate you.
Best of luck tomorrow. And I'm sure it's going to be a big day. It'll be a big celebration.
Yeah, I need you to take the selfie with the...
Yeah. Oh, that's
no,
definitely.
No, not now. Not when you put it together. Not, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be done. I've got the T-shirt in there as well. And Berta, thanks so much for coming along.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.